The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. Michigan State visits Arizona State on Saturday, a 10:45 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
We'll go to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Gino Green, College Sports Overload.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Obviously, you don't make trips often to the West Coast, but knowing it's going to be hot, more of a dry heat on Saturday, are you guys going to be doing some practices this week to try and get acclimated to, or you try and bring in some kind of, like, you know, heat thing or something like that?
Well, we got, I think it's 90 degrees and humid here today and tomorrow, so we'll have that to help train us. I know there's a different type of heat down there, so, I know it's going to be a little bit of a challenge, but I think we'll be ready for it. You know, as we go, we've got a lot of players back, we played a lot of players, so, you know, it'll take that type of approach a little bit.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Your next question is from Sam McEwen, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Coach. Are you guys just kind of at the mercy of the TV networks when it comes to them saying you're going to play at 9:45, or did you guys have a voice in that? And how do you maybe, wait around all day and your body clock's being, you know, it's a 10:45 start according to your body, but,
right.
But out there, I guess, it's 7:45. But, I mean, do you have a say in that or a voice, or are you just sort of at the mercy of the TV?
You know, I'm just going to get them lined up. But, you know, I think those things get planned out in advance and are made by other people. So maybe it's our administration or whatever. I'm not really positive on that. I do know that it's a night game out there at 7:45, and we'll adapt to that. You know, we have a plan in place to adapt to that time change in terms of how we're working the previous day and night and all that kind of stuff. So we'll take it from there. But, you know, we have scrimmaged – preparing for this as late as, you know, 11 o'clock at night here this summer. So we have at least played in that type of time zone, I guess, one time this year.
Did you guys feel like you feel like that helped and have the players given you feedback that they appreciated at least knowing what it would feel like?
Oh, it was a great scrimmage. Our guys loved it. And, you know, college people are used to being up late, so. You know, I may be the only one having problems. Who knows?
Your next question is from Will Tyrell, AZ Central.
Hey, Coach. Just when watching Brian Lewerke, what stands out to you the most in terms of how he has improved from the time now to when you were recruiting him while at Pinnacle?
Well, I think he's learned the college game. There's no question about that. He's improved his quarterback and football knowledge as anybody would, you know, when you take the next step up the ladder to another level. So he's been in big games. Not that he was in big games at Pinnacle High School as well. So, but I think probably where he's gained knowledge, I guess, is probably in the game itself. And I think, you know, even from when he was a freshman to now, there's a big difference. Just in the scope of the football knowledge.
And how do you make sure he keeps his emotions in check in returning to his hometown?
Well, I know he's going to be very excited for that, but he's played in big games here this past year, and so it'll be another big game for him. It'll be a very exciting opportunity for him, and that's what he's had, you know, this past year as well. So I think every game is a stepping stone for him to continue to build his foundation of what he's done. And he's done a great job last year. He'll continue to do that. And his personality is pretty laid back, pretty okay. Here's what we have to do. And it's pretty calm and collected. So I don't anticipate this being a problem in that area for him.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Graham Couch, Lansing State Journal.
Hey, Mark. I just wanted to know your thoughts on Brandon Boyer Randall and what you've seen from him as he transitions back to linebacker, and how you want to use how you want to use him the rest of the season.
Yeah, he was very active on last Friday night. He needs to continue to grow in terms of the right fits, you know, where to be. You don't want to run fit or something like that, but, you know, this was his first game back in the box there. But I thought he was very athletic. He could run. He could make tackles. He played hard, and he was active. So I thought he took a big step forward, and obviously there's things that he can do in terms of rushing the passer and things of that nature as well.
Have you had – can you compare him to other backers you've had at that spot in terms of pass rushing ability?
I'm trying to think back here. You know, Denicos Allen was just a different body type player, but, you know, Denicos gave us that guy off the edge with the ability, you know, to create pressure on a quarterback as well. So, you know, that position by nature has got to be an active position for us. So he needs to continue to build his resume as he moves forward. He's got competition at that position, so it's not a done deal, that type of thing. But there's competition there, and thus far, though, I thought he took a big step this past week.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Your next question is from Dane Izutani, St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Hey, Coach. Cover the Vikings for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. And just was curious, with their opener coming up, Kirk Cousins has become a talk of the town. What made him such a good leader at Michigan State, and what made everyone want to follow him?
You know, he's just a guy that he's got his things in perspective. He's grounded. He extends himself to other people. I think that's as much as anything else. He extends himself to other people. He doesn't take himself all, you know, even though you may see him as having a serious approach, there's a very big fun side of him. And, you know, he doesn't take himself all that seriously all the time. But then when the time comes, he's going to get the job done. And he prepares. He has a very workmanlike preparation process that I think where he builds into other people. And I think he makes everybody around him better, coaches, players, administrators, everybody. I just think that's his walk in life.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks again.